to Barney. Barney's going to bring it up to the top of the key. 2:34 to go here. Ubley with a 1-point lead, 8-7 in the first period. Barney swings it over to the right side to Ketterer. Ketterer gives it to the top to Dunnick. Dunnick's just inside the free throw, or just above the free throw line. Shot no good. Long rebound, and it went back to Barney, and Barney hits the 18-footer, taking the first lead for Kansas City, 9-8.
I'll tell you what, somebody got a hand on that ball with the deflection. Deflection was great. So many great things.
Also in the game for Ubley is Drake. Drake gives it off to Kaufman on the right side. His shot goes up. Nobody boxes him out. He gets his rebound. He gives it back to Drake at the top for three. No good. Long rebound trapped down there by Dunnick. Dunnick gives it to Barney. Barney brings it up the court. Ubley's just not doing a good job boxing out. They're doing good underneath, but not their guards. Their guards aren't boxing out. Those long rebounds are going right into the hands of Kansas City. That time, Erla did a good job of finding a wide open Ketterer standing on the low box with nobody around him. He lays up and off the glass, and they extend their lead to 11-8 now over the Bearcats.
Now they have Gillespie on Leiprant, which is a little bit bigger, but it doesn't matter. He gets the backdoor cut.
That was a great cut. Leiprant was way out here behind the 3-point line, comes baseline, and they found him for the lob pass. But Kansas City still holds the lead, 11-10, with 1:18 to go here in the first. Dunnick drives, and he splits two defenders, and it's going to be on the floor, but it's going to be a reach-in foul by Jason Coffin. That'll be the Bearcats' third foul.
I cannot remember who had the first one.
I can't either. I got Nowicki and Coffin with it, but we'll find out when we see who the next 2.2 fouls go up. Now we got some wholesale substitutions for Kansas City. Coming back in is Nick Brown making his first appearance.
Dunnick gets the break.
Also coming in is Ethan Nichols. So you're going to see Cassidy's doing a little bit different here. We never seen him sub this much in the first couple games we've had, Mary Lee. They are tonight, though.
Yeah.
They need to keep fresh legs, though, because, like you said, Ubley has a very deep bench. Nick Brown with the ball now on the left side, covered by Kaufman. He finds an open Erla at the top of the key. Now we're going to get an offensive charge called, and that's going to go against Israel. Nope, that's going to go against Zaleski.
Yeah. I didn't really see what he did there, but...
Ghetto called the charge, so I'm guessing he probably pushed him off a little bit, trying to create some space to get open, would be my guess. I only seen him
moving off the ball somewhere.
1 minute to go here. Bearcats with the ball, and they're trailing by one, 10-11. Now they feed it into Coffin, and he can't get a handle on it. Goes right into Earl. That was a turnover you don't want to see.
No, that was, man, it was right in his hand.
Barney comes up the court, 48 seconds to go, 11-10 here in the first quarter. Cassidy with the lead and the ball. Covered tightly over on the left side is Nick Brown. He gets it to the top. To Zaleski. They swing it around to Nickel. Nickel goes down to the right corner. He has his pass picked off by Baruski, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Cassidy's ball right there at the timeline.
Ubley's playing some great defense right now. They're in the passing lane. They got hands up right in the pocket of the ball handler.
34 seconds to go. Cassidy gets it in. They get it behind the timeline. Barney gets it. He's covered there by Baruski. He brings it across the timeline. Pucci there. Ubley's in their man. 26 seconds to go here in the first. He hands it off to Nickel. Nickel brings it around to the right side. Throws it back across the court to Erla. Erla's matched up there with Nick Nowicki. Can't find anybody, but Barney's going to try to go in baseline, and he has his shot altered there by Nowicki. And on the rebound was Kaufman, and we're going to get a reach-in foul. I believe that's going to go against Zaleski also.
Nicole, I think he said. 33 maybe?
See what they put up here. 12 seconds to go. Leiprant's coming back in. Drake's going out here in the first, and that went against Ethan Nichol. You're right there, Coach. That's their fourth foul. Let's see if Ubley's got a special play here set up for Leiprant with 9 seconds to go here. Him and the Wiki all the way up the court is Peruski. And Peruski went to stop and set himself, and he hit a slippery spot, and he had to get the turnover. 5.3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cassidy with the lead, 11-10. And they're bringing back in Orban and Dunnick. Erla stays in. They brought in Ketterer.
Full court press.
Barney. And here comes the full court press. Ubley gets the quick steal. He tries to get it up there as they get a steal there by Dave Messing. Messing tried to get it over to his Ubley player, and he couldn't. Cassidy and Ubley at end the first quarter with Cassidy with the lead, 11-10 over the Bearcats. We'll be back.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular at Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun, but even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play, let them learn, let them succeed, let them fail, but most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
We're back here at Kansas City High School. Start of the third quarter. I'll be Bearcats with the ball. And they're trailing 10-11. They get it to Booms. Booms gets it over to Messing. Gabe Messing is in the game. Messing's covered there tightly. He gets the live plant down on the baseline.
Switched up. They're not boxing one anymore. They got a straight 2-3, but they're shadowing that.
Shot by White. No good. Rebound cleaned up there by live plant. He lays it up off the glass.
Great job. He knew what was going on with the shot, and he was in position before the shot was taken.
And Aubrey takes the lead back now. 12-1. Inside to Erla, who's wide open, and he misses the bunny, and it goes right into Leifrant. Leifrant looks to push it up. He comes up the court, going to go in the paint. He drives it down inside the Peruski. Peruski goes up. His shot's no good. The rebound's tracked down there by Messing. Messing gets a little bit too fancy with that no-look pass and threw it out of bounds. So one guy tried to make a nice pass there, but he just couldn't hang on to it. So
yeah, he's the sophomore that they've moved up.
And here's an interesting for us. After one, Montrose 21, Reese 12.
Whoa.
And I never would have guessed that, knowing how Montrose plays. I got a cousin over there that plays.
Wow. Ball in the corner. Cassidy working around. They're pretty patient with the ball. Back to the top. Orban with the ball. Moving it to the wing.
Now they get it over to Varney. Varney swings it back to the top to Orban. Back to Varney. And they like to bring their big guys out to the top, I noticed.
Yeah, they have a high swing pass.
Now they got it to Varney at Orban at the top, who gives it to Dunnick again, who's covered by Booms. He tries to take him at the paint, and he's going to try to split the defenders. And we're going to get a traveling call there as he tied up the ball. Could have been a jump ball or a traveling.
Yeah,
I think it could have went either way.
And I like what they're doing. They've got a high-low look. They've got Erla down low and Dunnick up top. And, man, that combination. They should be able to work the ball and get one of those guys a great shot.
Cleary face cuts at the top. Now they look for Booms cutting across the baseline. His shot's up. No good. Rebound's tipped around, but comes with it. Ketter likes to push it up the court, and he does. Ubley's taking their time getting back there. They almost got burnt.
Yeah.
They get it inside to Erla. Erla's covered by Leifrant. He makes a nice move. He fakes rough, goes right, but he can't make the bunny shot.
I think Marshall got a hand on that ball.
Might have altered that shot a little bit. Marshall for the long three here. Leifrant, that is, right in front of us. No good. Rebound comes down there by Erla and Dunnick. It's nice to see them both fighting for the ball.
Well, they realize that's tough to do, too. Sometimes they fight over it.
And into the paint is Ketter. He's covered by Cleary. Now he kicks it back out to the top. Varney. Varney looks to take it inside, but he's covered there by Kaufman. Now they get it inside to Dunnick. Dunnick goes in and makes a nice layup, a nice floater there over the top.
Great move.
He makes a nice floater there over the top.
That was some hard work.
Now they get it inside to Leifrant. Leifrant goes, makes the move. He can't get it. Goes up the glass, but Booms is there to pick the rebound up, and he kisses the glass nicely. They're using the glass really well here tonight. Both sides are.
Yep.
With the exception of Erla down there. Both times he went up, he tried to do a little floater. He didn't use the glass there. And 5:11 to go. Bearcats with the one-point lead here, 14-13 in the first half. And it's been everything we thought it was going to be there, Mary Lee.
Oh, great move.
And that was a great move by Erla there. That time, Leifrant got him with the body, and Erla did good. Instead of shooting away from him like he did on the first shot, he actually went into Leifrant and drew the foul, which
right.
was a good move.
Well, and he caught the ball in the middle of the paint, very close to the – you can't give up that pass. You know, he had one dribble and he was a layup, so you just can't let him get that ball that close to the basket.
And at the end of the first quarter over at USA, it's USA 21, Bed X 6.
Ouch.
Well, we know better.
Yep.
They can come back into a ball game here, but I don't know. It's pretty tough to do for US to do at USA.
Yeah, USA is pretty seasoned. They have a lot of district championships.
Early shots, no good. Rebound control there.